We're doing the laws of the Shana Ra. The Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the idea that we have to be careful not to speak negatively about people, and sometimes a person will think, hey, they should have done more for me, they weren't nice enough to me, and people hold it against someone for not doing something positive to them. We gave the example that a person's company let them go. They hired him for 5 years and they didn't need him the sixth year. So now he's very upset at them. What are you upset at them for? They have nothing against you. They decided they don't need you another year. There's nothing wrong with that. So there's no, people walk away and they're all slighted. Chafetz Chaim says, by what right do people speak negatively about someone? They wanted an invite to an event, to a Shabbos, to a meal, and it didn't work for that other person. Oh, they got upset at him. What are you getting upset at him for? They don't owe it to you. So Chafetz Chaim says that's an area where people allow themselves to speak negatively about someone else, and it's wrong. And even so, it would seem to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, Dimum Shershay, Deze Shisapel and Shimech Sheproni, Asala Avla, Binyan Mamon, Chaytsebze, Tuchalavolo, Mize, Toelta Laba, Kigon, Shisapel and Ashim Shivem, Shminlo, Mirhualze, Vulayli Deze Shivlo, Axila, Ezek Chaytsebze. You know that your neighbor stole from you. You know that your roommate or someone else stole and they're not willing to give it back. And you think that if you tell people about it, so then he might actually give it back. So then mutalo lesaper lehem, you could tell them ulevakesh mitam sheyaseu baze and ask them to help you get your money back. Technically you don't have two witnesses, etc., but you know it's true. My bike was once stolen. And I went by a high school and I saw the bike there at the high school. Lo shomim. So you tell them? Yesho. Okay. Yeah, they also need it. So, the Chafetz Chaim says that would be permissible. So, I saw my stolen bike at a high school bike parking lot with a chain. So, I went to the teachers there and I said, can you help me get my bike back? I don't know if he stole it. Maybe he bought it from someone who stole it. But, bottom line, it's a stolen bike. Unfortunately, the student, when he answered the phone and they asked him, hey, where'd you buy the bike? He started stuttering. I left him my number after I cut his chain and took the bike. He had put on a new seat. So I left him my number. I said, you know, if you want to contact me, if there are things you invested in the bike and maybe you legitimately bought it from someone else who stole it, etc., you could call me. Here's my number. He didn't call. Okay? So the Chafetz Chaim says, if you think by talking to these people, then they're going to be able to give you, to pressure him to give you back the stolen item, then that would be permissible. And sometimes you can have future benefit by talking to people, even if it's not a monetary matter. Let's say the person is giving you a bad reputation. The person's giving you a bad name, and by you telling people, hey, you know, so-and-so is spreading lies about me, you're going to get him to stop. So then the Chafetz Chaim says it would be fine. Let's say you know someone wants to go out and give you a bad name. They're headed to destroy your reputation. If you go to his relatives, if you go to people he respects and you tell them, could you please make sure he doesn't do that? So then, you show them the truth, so then they'll see you're right, and if Shashim Nomi said, they might be able to cause him not to do it. So that says Chafetz Chaim is permissible. You don't have to sit there and say, hey, it's Lashon Hara, so I shouldn't say it. He's about to harm you. You know you can stop the harm? Stop it. If it involves telling his relatives, if it involves telling the people he respects so that they get in his way and they tell him, no, you can't do this, so then you're allowed to do that, says the Chafetz Chaim. Or afilu hu davar shekvar aval. Let's say it's something that already happened. Shekvar cheref oto. He already cursed the person out. אך שום שרשים לא יספר דבר לקרובה ולאנשים חשבים שכדי שנו מזה ועוד לחופו לגדפו. But you figure, if you don't put a stop to it, if you don't go to his relatives, maybe his parents, maybe his siblings, maybe his rabbi, he's going to keep doing it. So then, בכל אלו אופנים חייצא בזה מותר לספר הדבר לבני אדם. So then in all these instances, you're allowed to tell people what happened, אף שעל ידי הסיפור יתבזה חברו לפני השומעים. Even though by telling other people, he's going to end up being embarrassed. But you know what? What choice do you have? He's hurting himself. He's hurting himself. Kivan den kavanatam saper laze, being that the person who's telling the story, that's not his intent. You're trying to protect yourself. Well, that's permissible. You're allowed to protect yourself from someone who wants to harm you monetarily or shame you or inflict other forms of harm upon you. So that, says the Chafetz Chaim, that falls under this heading where if you see harm is coming your way, you are allowed to protect yourself and tell other people the truth in order to ensure they can't destroy your reputation. So this comes up. I've actually seen numerous times where this came up, where people tried to throw the rap at someone else. They were getting in trouble, so they tried to get someone else in trouble. And it can go very far. And it can.
Just resigned from a company that actually made me sign a statement that says that I'm not allowed to talk bad about this company, and vice versa.
Very nice. Very nice. Very, very nice. But it's a. It doesn't always work that way. I mean, there was a person who caught a bank that was stealing, and they fired him right away, and then they ruined his reputation, and he couldn't get another job. Now, it took him years, and as far as I know, till today, he hasn't been able to clean his name. He was the whistleblower, so they destroyed him. And the same thing, I know a doctor that had to leave the country he was in because he saw malpractice and he reported it, and so he couldn't get a job. They destroyed his reputation. He had to switch countries in that country.
So that from a halakha perspective, you're supposed to tell, right? When you see somebody stealing, you shouldn't keep it for yourself.
Just one second.